Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, Kid Nation.
It's time.
It is time, Big Al Mac, to play Beat the Bank. Pick up that phone. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Make sure you remember that password that we just gave you.
I forgot it.
There's something hot on my vocal cord right now.
Something's in your throat. Well, I can help with that. I can help you.
It's all right. I don't know what it is. There it is. Thanks, Al. I don't know what it is.
I don't know if a whack is...
It felt like when you eat a spicy chip. We need caller number 17 to play Beat the Bank, by the way. And hopefully we'll hook you up with that money. Sure that vault door doesn't close on you.
All right.
While we wait, though, let's get all hooked up.
Hey.
Jenna's. That's what I like. She brings us all the things she's into this past week.
Oh, I have moved over. Kelly, I've made the switch to putting a calendar in my phone, to using the digital calendar.
Oh,
and that's a huge deal. I don't like it yet. I don't. I've always resisted it. Kelly and I use handwritten calendars, calendar books I pull out. But I have made the switch. I've started because I've forgotten too many things and not written stuff down when I don't have it. And trying to figure out the digital calendar. Welcome to 2018, Jenna.
E-calendar for Jenna Owens.
I am. That's not on my list of what I like. But what are you guys in the mood for today? Why don't you go ahead first instead of getting into the song, since you're coughing and there's something in your throat.
You all seem
a little parched.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Today I have brought you, this is actually really cool. Tracy, I think that you like this stuff already.
Yep.
Kelly and Al, I'm not sure if they're going to love it, but this is Vita Coco. Vita Coco you've seen in the store because they make my favorite coconut water.
Don't they sing a song about that?
Vita Coco?
I'm in love with the Vita Coco.
Coco.
But so they make coconut water. This one I brought you is pineapple flavored,
so
with
good.
A touch of pineapple coconut water.
Pineapple flavored coconut?
Try it. It is delicious.
Weird.
Even cooler.
It's a hybrid.
Yeah.
So this is very hydrating, electrolytes and stuff.
Okay.
Tastes like the beach. But coconut water can sometimes be an acquired taste. I love it. And the cool thing is they just showed up to my house this week. They're not paying me or anything. They just know that I am lactose intolerant, I think, because I've talked about it, right?
Yeah.
On my Fittish Instagram account. So they just released their coconut milk. And they have vanilla and original coconut milk. So they delivered this to my home. And I went outside for this delivery.
Uh-huh.
They drive around in a wagon. And the top, this wagon, little wagon van. And
a wagon van?
I don't know. That's how she described it, a wagon. But but the top of it is filled with coconuts.
So good.
The coolest looking delivery truck I've ever seen.
It makes you feel
awesome.
Like you're at the beach.
So they brought this. What do you guys think about
this? There's no junk in it.
No.
There's no, Kelly. What did you say? You didn't want anything that was green and chunky.
Yeah, it's just
this
coconut water, pineapple puree, coconut puree, and vitamin C. That's it.
If I'm going to go out there and party and get down,
it's the best.
I make sure I have this ready to go the next morning.
I had 3 glasses of wine last night. I drank one of these before I went to bed. I drank one. I'm almost done with mine right now. And it's great.
It needs vodka, but other than that, it's fantastic.
You could probably do that.
Fantastic.
You could also put it in your smoothies. If you make those smoothies or protein powders,
use
it's
it
so
instead
good.
Of water.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. So check it out. Vita Coco, different flavors.
All right.
There's mango out there too. The pineapple's great.
Pineapple.
All right. You know what? Yeah. Now I'm in the mood to listen to something special. It's Friday. New songs come out. Before I tell you who this is, should I tell them who it is, JC?
No, I want them to guess.
I want you guys to guess.
Okay.
There is someone young on the scene. You guys are going to be shocked because I'm about to drop a country pop song on you.
Ooh.
And I never play country on this.
All
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, just listen to this song called Famous.
Don't get me wrong, it's pretty cool to be on TV. So all the folks back home to see me. And that I'm living it up. All the things I used to dream about.
Yoda boy. I can see that.
He turned that around quick, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
But girl, ever since I met you, I got a whole new perspective. If I'm gonna be famous for something,
oh, that's a hit. That's a hit.
I'm already singing it.
Hit song right there.
I like it.
That is a hit song. I'm getting him and walk ahead.
Good luck.
Ain't affording that right now.
So, yes, if you remember us talking about the boy yodeling in Walmart,
yeah,
and then got to perform on the Coachella stage,
yeah,
weekend one.
That is a hit song.
This is his single called Famous. His name is Mason Ramsey.
Well, who snagged him up? Somebody had to snatch that kid
up,
right? In that song.
I'm guessing Ellen.
I know,
because she's got her own.
She's
got her record company, so I'm sure she might have set him up.
Yeah.
Set him up
with
someone. She set him up with the Grand Ole Opry, right?
Yeah.
I've never wanted somebody to succeed as much as I want Mason Ramsey to succeed.
I do. Yeah. I agree. 100%.
In a world full of Catch Me Outside girls, be a Mason Ramsey, please.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
I love this kid.
I agree with you 100%. And that is a hit song.
Good find on that one.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, a couple things to get to. I found a cool new app. I always like telling you about apps. This app is called Seek. Are you ever outside? Sometimes I see people post photos of flowers.
Uh-huh.
People like flora, fauna.
Florida.
What happens when you see, I was just walking through this building the other day and I saw something running around on the ground. I'm like, what is that? Oh, wait, it's a cockroach. I don't need to look it up. But if you see a bug or you see an animal or you see something,
right,
and you want to know what it is, there is an app now that has image recognition.
Well,
so
good.
It's called Seek. There's 30,000 things in their database. So maybe
right,
they don't have everything. But if you're on a vacation or if you are just taking a leisurely stroll outside and you see a lizard or a bird or something weird or something green and you're like, what is that? Or what is that flower? You can take a photo.
I love that.
It's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
It's called Seek. So I don't know. Just
I'm
a cool
look
app.
That one
something
up.
Fun. Educate yourself.
And they're just going to keep adding things as they get bigger, right?
Yeah.
So if it's a spider and I don't know if it's venomous, I could take a picture of
insect,
that.
Insect, bird, plant, reptile, amphibian, mammal.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna look
all
that
those
up.
Things.
Because I got one in my garage. I don't want to mess with the spider because it looks like he might be mean.
Well, you just put it on this app.
Yeah.
Find out what it is.
Seek.
Do I have time to do one more thing?
Yep.
Shazam.
And be dorky for a bit?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there is a strong chance I have had this on one of my previous What I Likes. But since I have gravitated back towards this particular book, I'm going to tell you about it again. Because
okay,
if I need to read it again and I don't remember talking about it, then you need to read it.
I don't know if you heard the show earlier, Jenna. I told the world I read books.
I read books. I eat books. Okay, snack on this.
I make books.
I love this in particular book because if you have anyone can relate to this. Do you have a coworker or a boss that makes you feel terrible? You're having a hard time at work. Maybe you're not advancing in your career like you want to be and you're frustrated by it. Maybe you have a hard time communicating emotions to your significant other or in a friendship if there's something going on. This book has helped me in so many ways. I love it. I know it may sound a little bit heavy or emo, but it's called Emotional Intelligence 2.0. And it comes from a lot of stories from people, you know, how they deal with fear, how you deal with if you get berated at work by someone and the way you interpret that.
Yeah, so white cheddar.
It really, there's little chapters in there, right? And it really helps you with your own self-awareness. It helps you understand maybe where other people are coming from, how to manage your own stress. I love this book. It's a quick read. It's short little chapters. You can take little quizzes at the end to kind of see how you deal with stressful situations.
Huh.
Techniques, little tips helping you, you know, breathe or sleep on it or how to effectively communicate.
Oh.
I love it. So I'm sorry if I've already told you about it before, but I'm rereading it. It's called Emotional Intelligence 2. Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't remember a lot of
Emotional
stuff.
Intelligence 2.0. It's a really great book. I like things that make life better. So
better. More better. So we got some.
Those are my things.
JC likes books.
Yeah, so
I like books.
Yeah.
I read books.
Mason Ramsey.
Vita Coco Coconut Water.
Vita Coco. The app Seek. And
I already downloaded
Emotional
it.
Intelligence.
Some good stuff this morning.
I'm going to start seeking stuff today.
Yeah.
And that's what I like.
Those are all my things.
Well played, Jenna Owens.
Those are all my things this week.
Nice job.
Beat the bank. If you want this money, how would your day feel? Maybe just like Baker Mayfield.
Surprise number one pick last night in the NFL draft.
Working that.
Congratulations.
Draft into your rap out.
Yeah.
Big deal.
That's a big deal.
Some fans are really excited. Some fans are not so excited about who their team picked up in the draft yesterday. Hi, Christy.
Hi, how are you?
Doing
good.
Excellent. Congratulations on being caller number 17.
I'm so excited. I've been trying to call into this forever.
Yay.
Well, today is your day, girl.
So what do you got going on today?
I'm actually on my way to work right now, and then I'm going to Seattle this weekend, so pretty excited about that.
Nice. What's in Seattle?
I'm just going on a trip with my boyfriend.
In our lift the other day, going to the airport, the guy said Seattle is like the most beautiful place you would ever go. I've never been.
Awesome.
But he was like, he said, I spent 14 years there. It's the most beautiful place. Brother, he said, you go there and you'll love it. So have fun.
There you go.
It's awesome.
You could do the catch the fish thing in the fish market.
Yeah, the market.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's a big... big thing to do out there, I guess. Catch a fish.
The OG Starbucks, too, is right there by the fish market.
The OG Starbucks, all that good stuff.
The line to get in is crazy.
So, Christy, I'm sure you could use some money, some extra cash for your trip to Seattle this weekend. That's why we're here.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's why you got to step up to the vault and claim it.
Hello. Please enter your password. Hello. Please enter your password.
Am I supposed to say regret?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Password.
Oh, well.
You had us worried.
Yeah, I thought you forgot the password.
Yeah, that's almost regretting that we...
First time that happened.
Yeah, I would regret that if I forgot it.
Your session almost expired right there. You got to retype it in. All right, Christy, you gave us the correct password, which means you gained access to the bank vault. Here's how the game works. You're going to be in there with our banker. Dollar amounts go up the longer you stay in there. Your only job, yell stop. When you think the banker's gone as high as he's going to go for your turn, he can get up to $1,000. Even if he says it, say stop, because if the door closes, you get nothing. You got it?
Got it.
All right, Christy. You got to get to Seattle. You got to get that money. Let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the bank. $120, $250, $360, $440, $460, $590, $650.
Stop.
All right.
All right.
Stop at $650.
Nice.
Well done, Christy. Woo. Now we know what you're going to do with the money. You're going to use it for your trip to Seattle.
Yep.
Maybe buy yourself something nice to wear out there. Why not, right?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I was so nervous. I had to stop it.
I hear you.
Hey, just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone, though.
$730. $830. $900. Oh. $1,000.
You never know.
It's an all the wear.
You never
know. That's all right.
It's all good, Christy.
That's $650. Nothing to be upset about.
You have fun out there in Seattle this weekend with your boyfriend, okay?
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Hold on, have fun.
We'll get you all set up with your money. And if you didn't get in this hour, we got you next hour. We'll hook you up with another password less than 40 minutes away. And coming up next, I know Christy's feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
Just won $650 would beat the bank. Why are you feeling good, Kid Nation? Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-DEEK-IT.
I'm feeling good this morning because my buddy's getting married.
Yeah.
And they're having an early ceremony, which means I can still get home and watch Dateline with my wife.
Oh, my goodness.
Who are you?
I love Dateline, bro.
Who are you?
That's my Friday.
To party the night away at the reception?
We're going to party at the reception, but it's an early one.
Wedding reception? And you're talking about date?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a good one. All right, we'll take Feel Good Friday calls next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I think we might get a little soundbite from Danielle Bregoli, Catch Me Outside Girl. She talked to part-time Justin and Nick Adams yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
For their podcast, because we're like, nah, we cool. But we still want to see what... Maybe she's changing. Maybe she's turning that corner.
Getting a little older.
Maybe she's like, you know what? Maybe. I'm done being mean to people. I'm going to be good.
Maybe.
Maybe.
People do change.
Maybe. We'll hear that. Or at least a little bit of it, depending on how annoying it is.
Oh, boy.
Coming up shortly. All right, let's do it.
And that should make you feel good.
You feel good, don't it?
And that should make you feel good.
It's time for Feel Good Friday.
And that should make you feel good.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Oh, I have a feel-good story I saw on the news.
Okay.
So, there's a guy... A 42-year-old guy in New York named Corey Simmons, he was on the subway last week.
Yeah.
And he was staring at a piece of paper with a bunch of third-grade math problems on it.
Okay.
If you remember, We don't remember any of the stuff we learned back in the day, right? A few minutes later, an older guy got on at another stop, sat down next to him, asked him what he was up to. Turned out Corey's son had just failed a math test.
Oh.
And Corey was trying to relearn how to do fractions so that he could go home and teach his son how to do them.
Aww.
He told the guy he struggled with math as a kid, too. Hadn't studied fractions in over 30 years, like most of us.
Right.
So he was having a hard time with it. I mean, he didn't have a teacher right there. Luckily, the guy that sat next to him was a former math teacher.
Oh.
And he offered to help him while they were riding the subway.
Yeah.
A woman sitting across from them heard the whole conversation, took pictures, posted a picture of them on Facebook. It's now been shared over 40,000 times. But
wow.
How cool. A stranger sits down next to you. Turns out he can help you with what you're trying to do.
Always engage.
Always engage.
Yeah. I like to engage.
I do too.
Yeah, you never know who you're going to miss.
Never
meeting.
Know.
By not engaging. Always just say hi. See what they're up to.
Just say hi.
Got a cool feel-good Friday right
yeah,
there?
Yeah, that's very cool, man.
What's going on?
From our Kid Nation listeners. This one's nice. I feel good because my 8-year-old son does not know his dad is driving 4 hours to surprise him on his field trip.
Aww.
He looked so hurt this morning when I told him I couldn't go. I almost had to tell him just so that his day wasn't ruined. But now dad's going to surprise him for the win.
Yay.
Feel good Friday.
Nothing like that guilt a kid will slap on you. What do you mean you have to work? Can't you quit your job and stay with me?
I know. Why do you have to go? The worst is when we travel on the weekends. My son and daughter work that.
Lay that on.
Why do you have to leave me on the weekend? It's the only time we can wake up with you.
Aww.
I know, right? Dang, Daniel. Welcome to the show.
How's it going?
It's going well, man. What's your feel-good Friday?
Man, my feel-good Friday is that Jenna is still single.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. Makes me feel real good.
Yeah.
All right.
What you gonna do about that, Daniel?
Yeah, Daniel.
Given the shot, Daniel, what would you treat me to tonight?
Well, look, this is what I would do. I found out when y'all had that Mexican actor on the show that you happened to wish you were Latino. Or you like Latinos, so I am a Latino.
There you go.
So therefore, we would go to a nice, fancy Mexican restaurant. No tacos, no enchiladas.
No.
Just pure burritos. We gotta go home. Burritos it is.
You're going to Chipotle.
No, you get burrito.
The thing is, I do love burritos.
Jenna likes the burrito.
I know.
Yay.
All right. One more question. Daniel, are you single?
I'm single and ready to mingle.
All right, man. Just making sure. I'm not trying to get you in trouble with your lady.
Hit her up on the Insta.
There you go.
Yeah, Daniel.
Hit her up on the Insta.
That made me feel great.
If you want to grab burritos with Daniel, hit him up.
Yep.
Made my day right there.
No tacos.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on?
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What's yours?
What's my Feel Good Friday?
Yes.
My Feel Good Friday is I'm going to be racing NASCARs this weekend on Saturday.
Oh, you're driving one.
Which track?
Yep. Texas Motor Speedway.
Good for you.
Well done.
So you're doing that court that, what do you call it?
They teach you how to drive and then you
experience.
Do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just out at Daytona.
NASCAR experience.
Yeah. Dude, have fun out there.
That's awesome, man.
My job hooked us all up for a nice experience this Saturday.
Awesome. Nice boss.
So cool. They even give you a video and everything.
If you're wrecked, do you have to pay for the car?
That's what I was scared of. I think you do. There's insurance, though.
There's insurance and stuff.
The guy that was teaching me, he was a police officer, pushed my leg down because I wasn't going fast enough.
Yeah.
Wow. I was going 100 miles an hour. I thought that was plenty.
Yeah.
He pushed it down so I would go faster.
Whoa.
You were being a wussy.
I was being a wussy. And then I got it up to like 150 or something like that.
Yeah. Were you crying?
I wanted
please
to.
Please don't do it, officer. Please stop.
It puts your neck. You're so close to the freaking wall. It's
help
like,
me, officer.
I can't do that, man.
Oh, man.
From the text, Celeste wrote us and said, I'm feeling good because Marcus Davenport from University of Texas at San Antonio was drafted 14th overall.
Whoa.
UTSA football is only in its sixth season, and we were the first Texas University drafted this year. Way to represent San Antonio. Go Runners.
All right.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's very cool.
And also, go Saints, because that's where he went. Who dat? What's up, Jenny?
Hi.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What's yours?
Well, first, my Feel Good Friday is to get to talk to you guys.
I love talking to you.
I know. I listen to you every day on the way to work. But Wednesday, I donated plasma for the very first time, and it was such an awesome experience. I'm going back today to do it again.
Wow. Oh, awesome. Did it hurt at all or anything?
No, not at all. You're kind of laying in this recliner, and they, just like when you donate blood, but my blood went out through the tubes, went through the machine, they took the plasma out, and then my blood went back in.
Huh. All right.
Yeah, so because I have my own blood back in, I didn't feel dizzy or lightheaded. It was just so awesome to know that plasma is going to help, like, burn victims and trauma victims and newborns.
Yeah.
How often can you do it? Do you know?
Twice a week.
You can do it twice a week?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
My roommate used to do it to get money in college.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you got like $20 back then. Not bad, though. Jenny, good job.
Yeah, it's drinking money.
Yeah. I need more rent money for us. Hi, Morgan.
Hello.
You have an exciting weekend. What's your Feel Good Friday for us?
Well, next week, Pink concert, and I cannot wait.
Oh, you're going to see Pink in concert? Is that who you said?
Yes.
Awesome.
I wonder if she's still doing all that aerial stuff.
I bet she does.
I sure hope so.
Yeah. Because that way she gets close to everybody because she goes all over the audience.
Right.
Have fun. Send us pictures when you go, Morgan.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Have an awesome weekend. Let's see what's going on. Oh, let's talk to Kayla real quick.
All right.
Hi, Kayla.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Hey.
I'm doing good.
What's your Feel Good Friday for us?
Well, last week I got to tie-dye my field day t-shirt in today's field day, and I get to wear my tie-dye field day t-shirts to field day.
Aww.
And what do you get to bring home?
I get to bring home a guinea pig, my class pet.
Oh, so you get to babysit it for the weekend?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, ooh, what's that G-pig's name?
Miss Sugar.
Miss Sugar.
Well,
I want to thank you for being so polite and saying yes, ma'am. That was very sweet.
Thank you.
Mm. Have a wonderful
sweet
day,
girl.
Kayla.
She's right in the south.
That's a good girl. How old are you, Kayla?
Eight
years old.
Nine.
Yeah, yeah, make sure.
Hey, yeah. Me too. Same. Eventually, I have a birthday coming up. Have no idea how old I'm turning. Yeah.
Eventually, you'll go back a couple years when you get a little bit older.
It starts happening.
Have a wonderful day, Kayla.
Sugar.
And this awesome feel good right here from Gabby. What's up, Gabby?
Hey.
Hey, what's your Feel Good Friday?
I get my first official paycheck today.
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
For the win.
First
paycheck.
Wow.
What are you doing for work?
I work at Dunkin' Donuts.
All right. Even better.
Ooh, I'm going to come by for a coffee.
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
Did you see how much you got yet?
No, not yet.
Yeah. What are you going to spend it on?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, there's a carnival coming to town soon, so I'm probably going to go to the carnival.
Yeah, enjoy it. Hey. Enjoy yourself.
Well done, Gabby.
Take a copy of your first paycheck and just keep it somewhere, okay?
Okay.
You'll always remember it. Congratulations, Gabby, on getting that job, your first paycheck. It's a big deal.
This was a really fun Feel Good Friday.
I know.
Really liked all the calls today.
I enjoyed it.
Started off with a guy that's got something funny.
Started off with a bang.
Yeah. Gonna take you out with some
Mexican
food.
Make me feel good. I'm gonna go get myself a burrito with Dan this weekend. I told you, my dating life. Fire flames, it's guys.
And fuego.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah.
Quit Beat the Bank.
Yeah.
Get you paid this Friday. We gave you the password. Now you pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We have a part-time Justin in the studio right now. What caller number would you like, Justin?
I would like 15.
Caller number 15.
15.
You'll get to play Beat the Bank shortly. Now, there is a reason for Justin being in the studio right now.
Yeah, someone over here has been hiding creamers in this office.
Hiding them?
No, we're going to talk about that a little bit later.
Okay.
Hiding them.
Yeah. Justin is a creamer Nazi. We're going to have to get to the bottom of this.
Drives me crazy.
You talk to, and as much as it hurts me to say this, a celebrity yesterday.
Yes. I want to say celebrity. I would say
she has millions of followers. How many followers on Instagram? Like 10 million or something?
What would she be like? An E celebrity? E list? C list?
I don't know what it is.
Maybe D-list?
All right, now your opinion, you've done a complete 180 on this.
Because you liked her.
Yeah.
You're sounding a lot.
I did. I tell you, yesterday we were like, I don't know. He's like, everybody loves her. She's got the hottest song. She's selling out. And now he's like, really?
Even different when he got the notification when we were in Daytona that you might get to interview her.
He was so excited.
Here's how
I still am.
I can tell.
When we were asked, hey, do you guys want to interview Danielle Bregoli, the Cash Me Outside girl?
No.
I think we were all unanimous with our decision of, I don't know. You know, I don't know if I want to talk to her.
You know why? Because I would just be like a disapproving mother.
Right.
And nobody wants to hear that.
But Justin and Nick... Producer Nick, you guys have a podcast. And
shut up.
You're looking for stuff to put onto that podcast.
Yes.
To get you some clicks.
Definitely.
And
get you some clicks.
And to be honest, Danielle Bregoli will get you that.
She sure will. She's entertaining.
Because whether you like her or not, even if you don't like her, you still, for some reason, there's something in our brain that wants to hear what that person we don't really appreciate has to say.
That's the whole car wreck mentality. Slow down and look.
So you took the interview.
Yeah.
For your podcast.
Sure did.
And going in, you were so excited.
So excited. Get ready, y'all.
And now, how long did you wait for them to... Because I was here when you were... she wasn't picking up the phone, basically.
She wasn't picking up her phone. And then, so I guess her publicist got on the phone. And then she didn't answer. And then she had to call her bodyguard. Mm-hmm. And her bodyguard was able to answer get her on the phone.
Okay, yeah. Great.
So so she was not very
accessible.
Prompt and accessible.
She was outside.
But I was in the back of my head thinking... Hey, what if now that she has some good music, and she does, I'll be honest, mm-hmm. her music is pretty good. She raps, and it's pretty good.
You enjoy it.
I enjoy it. But what if
she... You don't want to enjoy it, but you enjoy it.
Yeah, just because it comes on my playlist, and I just let it go.
Right.
What if she turned that corner and became the opposite of who she was?
Right, likeable?
Right.
Yeah, likeable. What if she's like, all right, I got some fame now, I got my fans, now let me keep these fans, let me stay.
She's charitable.
In my lane.
It's possible. Loves animals and children.
This is the wonderful thing about entertainment. You can remake yourself.
Yeah.
Every so often.
Look at all the artists who have reinvented themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It can happen.
All right, I want to hear it.
All right.
I guess.
Part-time Justin, this is the interview with... Danielle Bregoli.
You want to prepare us? What's going on with you? You're so somber.
No, I'm ready to listen to the interview. It's on the interview.
Bad Baby is her rap name.
Yeah.
Here you go.
You know her from social media, the news, the TV. I'm talking to Bad Baby, a.k.a. Danielle Bregoli, a.k.a. Cash Me Outside Girl. How you doing, girl?
Good.
Good.
Oh, she loves you, Justin.
Girl, you have some food in your mouth. You eating some goldfish. It sounds like you munch on some.
No, I'm not eating anything.
I want to congratulate you on your Billboard Music nomination for Best Female Rapper. How did that feel?
Great. Thank you.
Is there anyone that you're really excited to meet at the Billboard Awards?
Cardi. I already met Cardi, but I want to see her again.
You met her? Tell us the story.
I met her at the Grove, and she was trying to, like, not necessarily hide from people, but she was trying to, like, not take pictures because she didn't, like, she wasn't looking raggedy. She didn't have, like, a wig on or anything, so she was like, I don't want to take any pictures, but I love you, da da da.
So what got you?
Hold on. She was
raggedy.
She didn't have a wig line or anything?
Yeah, you know,
she
Cardi.
She didn't have a wig on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know when Cardi's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not dressed up.
Yeah.
She was trying to kind of be incognito.
Got it. Or maybe she just didn't want to take a picture with Danielle Bregoli.
We need to subtitle this.
Yeah, she said she wasn't looking raggedy. She just didn't want her picture taken because she was trying to be incognito.
Got it.
Right?
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, sometimes you don't want a picture.
Okay.
I love you.
So what got you into music? I mean, we know your story. You were on Dr. Phil, and then someone made a remix of what you said on Dr. Phil, which is one of my favorite remixes of all time. Catch Me Outside. How about that? Catch Me Outside. How about that? Now, was that something that targeted you to go follow the music industry? Or have you always been passionate about it?
No, because I hate that catchphrase so much that I don't even like paying attention to, honestly. No, I did music because I just always loved music, so I was like, hey, why not?
And now, Danielle, do you have any dream collaborations? You know, as you get bigger and bigger, other artists are going to want to work with you.
Travis Scott. I love him. That's the only person I want to work with right now.
You know, I'm a big fan of Taylor Swift. Do you have any favorite Taylor Swift songs?
Teardrops on My Guitar.
Okay, that is a good song. It's a throwback.
That's
a good one.
That's a really good one. Come on, you got some country in you? So I'm going to say you have two different personas. You have Danielle Bregoli, and then you have Bad Baby. So, I mean, Bad Baby is definitely like this hood, strong, got to put up this wall, you know, like catch an attitude, you catch me. But what is Danielle Bregoli like? Are you? Because to me, I think you are sweet.
It's honestly really the same person. Like, people think that I'm like this sweet little innocent, like, girl when I get home. No, I'm the same person.
Wait, who says you're sweet and innocent?
Many people are just like, oh, yeah, but as soon as you go home, you're this. My friends make fun of me when people say that, and they say, oh, she's MTV when she's outside, Disney Channel when she gets home, which isn't true at all.
Do you have a favorite show on Disney? Justin has several.
I don't really watch Disney anymore.
Mm. Do you have a favorite Disney movie, maybe when you were a kid?
Is Matilda a Disney movie?
Oh, that's a great movie. Oh, good movie.
Good one.
She likes Taylor Swift, Teardrops on My Guitar, and Matilda. She is Disney Channel.
Danielle Bregoli, the all-American girl.
I thought that was great.
Yeah, me too.
The interview was great.
That was fine.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Why was it? Like, was it edited well? Why?
That was very well edited. That's for sure. Because there was a lot of awkward. She swore a lot.
And she took more time to answer.
She sure did, and she was more short than that too.
Okay. Well, the way it was edited, it sounded like she had good energy and she was pleasant.
Right. Yeah.
But you're saying that wasn't the case.
I'm saying Nick and Justin, excellent job.
Yes. Yeah.
She didn't seem interested. Her answers were one-word answers.
Then you need to play back the unedited because she sounded engaged and pleasant, and I would like to have her over for a play date with my 11-year-old.
Yes. Well, you might want to wait on that, but if you want to find out more information or hear the raw interview, you can listen to it on the Shut Up podcast where with me and Nick Adams, and she talks about her Sweet 16 party coming up, her favorite cuss word.
Oh, boy.
Oh, she says it a lot.
I have this question. Mm-hmm. On your podcast, when you say it's raw, you let all the cuss words fly?
No, I think we bleep them out.
Nick
goes and bleeps them out, I believe.
Yeah. Nick's got a family.
But you're going to leave them in there, but just bleep them so you can see how it was.
Yeah, you'll hear the bleeps. And also a little bit playground insults going back and forth to each other.
There's some of that.
Well, I thought that was highly entertaining.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, it was fun. She's 15 years old.
15.
So imagine a 15-year-old who's got all these followers on Instagram and a radio station's like, yeah, we want to talk to you. Of course, you're just sitting on your couch watching. What is she watching?
Matilda.
What is
she watching?
Yeah, we're watching Teen Mom 2. And, you know, and they're like, hey, you need to talk to this radio station. You're like, okay, sure, whatever, to promote my music.
Yeah.
Are you going to go see her?
No, I'm busy. I'm very, very scheduled and booked. Very, very much so. Her music is good, though, if you want to listen to it while you work out or some background music.
Hold on.
My man Al's rapping, bro.
Yeah, that was when he starts rapping.
That's the cue to go.
Yeah.
My bad. Sorry.
Al, you ready? I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going.
I know you were going.
Just kicking around. Beat the bang.
Hey.
Beat the bang.
Thank you, Big Al, for that rap.
Got it, buddy. You got it.
Hello, Crystal.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm so nervous and excited at the same time now.
That's good.
Well, use that nervous excitement to your advantage.
Yeah. What are you up to right now?
Well, I just came into work, so I'm sitting at the office before I go in the classroom.
Okay. Oh, you're a teacher. What do you teach?
Well, I'm a substitute teacher.
No love.
Okay, so what movie are we watching today?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
All right, so you're a substitute teacher. You got some kids that you don't know today, so it's going to be a rough day because they tend to be a little bit more
rambunctious
when the sub comes in. So we want to get you paid a little lecture, okay, Crystal? Before we do that, let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Enemy.
Password accepted.
Enemy is correct.
Got it.
Well done, Crystal. Right. You gained access to the bank vault. And since we have you in studio right now, Justin, please tell Crystal how we play the game.
Yes, Crystal. So you're now locked into the vault, and the banker's going to tell you some numbers that are going to increase. It could go up to 1,000. It may not. Even if it does go to 1,000, you need to say stop, or you will be locked into the vault, okay?
You get nothing.
Okay.
And you get, or you'll get nothing.
Justin's been listening to the show. Well done. All right. Well done, sir. Well done.
You're welcome.
All right, Crystal. One thing left.
I try to listen to you guys every day, so I've been trying to call all the time. So I was like, oh, I'll just call just to see. And it went through.
You know how mad. You know those mad those people are been dialing. They send a screenshot. We tried 192 times.
I saw one with 220. I'm like,
just thought I'd give it a try.
You just called one time. Oh, look.
No.
All right, Crystal. Well, let's do this. Let's play
Beat the Bank. Sixty, eighty, one hundred forty, two hundred thirty, two hundred eighty, three hundred forty, three hundred eighty, four hundred sixty, four hundred ninety, five hundred fifty. 580, 640, 720.
Stop.
Whoa. Thank you. Whoa. Thank you.
Ow.
Whoa. I was about, I didn't want a substitute teacher to have the door shut.
I know.
Because I know what you're getting ready to face today, and it's usually not fun.
Oh, boy. $720?
Good job.
I believe I was screaming in my head, stop. So that's what I heard.
We all were.
$720, Crystal, what are you going to do with that money?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're planning a vacation to New York next month. Yeah. So probably for that.
Oh,
we had Seattle on the first listener, and they got New York this time.
Yeah, look at that. Coast to coast.
Yeah.
That's where our listeners go. Well, Crystal, just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone.
Hey! Well, you got nerves of steel, girl.
That's 2 days in a row where we had somebody bail out.
Yeah, I think so.
With less than a second. Crystal, well done.
Nice job, girl.
She is lucky.
All right.
Go in there and tell those kids what you made up.
Yeah.
Show them what you made up.
You're right.
You give them a business today.
They're not going to believe you.
Crystal, hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your money, and good luck with those kids today.
Subbing. They'll be like, you were on the radio. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, you were like substitute. All right, coming up next, the biggest movie of the year, I say. Maybe of the century.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, yeah. Avengers is out.
Oops,
Great Drake from RottenTomatoes.com is here to talk about it next.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
Great Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. Welcome to the show, and we are so happy to talk to you because it's Avengers Day.
Yep, you damn right it is.
We've been waiting so long for this movie, Gray.
10 years, exactly. It's been a long journey all the way since Iron Man, and I've been like waiting and watching every movie, and I've just been like eagerly anticipating this. And that's an understatement, right, guys?
Yeah.
Right.
So I went to see the movie. I got to go to the premiere in Hollywood, which was so amazing. And let me tell you, this movie, this is a huge moment in superhero movie history.
Really?
It is so much to take in. It's hard for me to even know where to begin with you guys.
Oh.
Wow.
Jeez, what a movie this is. So, first of all, if you're not a fan of superhero movies, or if you haven't seen them all, or if you don't care, I wouldn't start with Infinity War.
But what's a good starter movie, in your opinion, Gray?
Like an Iron Man or a Black Panther, or
gotcha.
You know what? Like, even ease yourself in there with a Thor Ragnarok. Okay,
that's a good one. Yeah,
okay.
I've seen out of those two.
I've seen them all.
Those.
Yeah, Black Panther. Yeah,
and they're all great.
I saw Iron Man. So I'm good. I'm good.
This is almost every superhero that we've seen in the Marvel Universe. in one film, with a couple notable exceptions. I'm not going to tell you which ones they are.
Aww.
You'll notice. But basically, all of them have to figure out how to work with each other again, because at the end of Civil War, a movie a couple years ago, they were fighting. There's a lot of disagreement in the Avengers about what their involvement with the government should or shouldn't be. And unfortunately for everyone, the biggest villain that they could possibly face has been building a lot of steam while they've been fighting, and that's Thanos.
Okay. Yeah,
Thanos is a bad dude.
He is a bad dude. It's like, he's like, imagine the worst boss you've ever had and then multiply it times 100.
George. Yeah.
We call him Georgios.
And so Thanos is looking to get all six Infinity Stones to fit into his Infinity Gauntlet, right? Because once he has all those stones, he can just snap his fingers and half the universe will just be destroyed and disappear. So I'm super pumped that finally there's a superhero movie that focuses on the importance of jewelry.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because it's like all about the stones, baby.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
He just wants to bedazzle this glove and warp us out. But the Avengers, of course, can't let that happen. And so I don't want to say a whole lot more because I know that this is a big deal. There's so many spoilers. There's so many ways that I could ruin the experience for everybody. But what I'll say is that I really love superhero movies, but especially Marvel ones. And this movie was a lot to take in. It was so emotional. There's so much going on. It was very long. It's like 2.5 hours. Yeah. It really was. I was really feeling it. And I can't say that there were a lot of like triumphant moments, because as fans know, this is just part one of two.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to go through all of this again.
I don't know if you can survive it emotionally, Gray. You still sound upset.
Yeah. It leaves you feeling kind of frustrated or hanging.
Well, it's definitely part one. Let's just put it that way. And so I walked out of the movie, and usually when I'm coming out of a big premiere with one of these big movies, like a Star Wars movie or a Marvel movie, I feel like triumphant and excited. I'm like, oh my God. And with Infinity War, I was like, whoa, what did we just see?
Whoa.
Okay.
Like, I almost need to see it again to even fully understand what it is that I saw, because it's really a lot of movie. And it is funny. I did laugh a lot. It felt like a Marvel film, but whoa, this was like, ooh. I mean, destroying half the universe is a very big deal.
Yeah,
and the movie felt like that. It really felt like there were real consequences. It was pretty wild, y'all. It was a really interesting movie.
Did you go into this movie with extremely high hopes?
You know, I kind of did. I've really been talking a lot about this film for work, and I've been watching the movies again, all 18 leading up to this, and I've all it's been about is Infinity War, because it's a very big movie. Everybody at Rotten Tomatoes is really excited about it, and all of our users want to know about it, and so I did have high expectations, and they were pretty much met.
That was my next question. Okay, all right.
And Greg, this is a long movie, right? This is a very long movie.
2.5 hours, she said.
Yeah, it's 2.5 hours, and it is packed full of stuff.
There's no way you can tell us what time to get up to go to the bathroom.
Because I needed Gray to tell me when I can go pee, because I'm going to need to go pee. That's too long.
You're going to have to just not drink anything for 12 hours leading into it.
No, I'm going to have to go Depends on it.
Oh, no.
I am going to wear Depends to the movie theater.
Oh, I'm not sitting next to you knowing that.
That's a whole different superhero.
I'm going all in, Greg.
Depend boy.
Yeah.
I love that commitment. Listen, I love it. But what I'll tell you is this, that the movie does have a very certain rhythm for the first, I want to say like just over the first half. So it's like for the first hour and 15 minutes, you'll know what I'm talking about. When you see it, it has a rhythm, and I think that once you figure out what that rhythm is, there are down moments in the movie. But the problem is that you'll probably need to go to the bathroom in the last hour and 15 minutes where there are no places for you to leave, period.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So it's really, like, I just say start dehydrating yourself now.
Okay.
Got it.
Solid information from Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. Good to talk to you, Gray.
Oh, likewise, you guys. I'm still processing, but I'm going to go hydrate, and I'll talk to you on my
All right, Gray. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
I need to go see this movie because you could tell Gray was emotionally.
She seemed drained.
Something hit her with this movie.
I think she's having trouble accepting the fact that the first one's over.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about Gray. I think we need to call her and check on her later.
Yeah. We're going to have to take time slots. So, Kelly, you'll take the first hour of the day, Big Al. Then you'll call Jenna. You'll take the third portion of the day. And I'll finish off at night and make sure Gray's okay. Because she's clearly not feeling well.
Not in the right headspace.
According to what went down in the Avengers movie. And now I need to go see it. But everyone in the back office also loved it.
Okay.
That got to see it. I know Trey loved it in the control room. Anna from Kid TV, she loved it. And I know that part-time Justin loved it. So that's 4 for 4 here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.